Sabuni. My voice is somewhat affected because of the various meetings and prakramas and classes and all that. So I have someone repeat. I also told my secretary to tell the verse number here, have it written up, but since he didn't do so. I'll review that chapter tonight. I was told that we should I hope you are all liking the festival. Did you kill again? In Bangla class, Ogni Hoy. Did you kill Bangla? Asta Kutsi Ami Bangla Bobo Na? English is Bobo. I'll not speak in Bengali, only English. There's a Bengali class over there.
Chapter?
Nine.
And
number 36. I don't know how much. Maybe
36. You can do it. You're good at it. You were pretty good.
Sit on this side.
Can you tell me what is the starting point? Ami?
Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami? Ami?
Thank you.
Okay. I can start reading now?
Please.
অতএব আমি আজ্ঞা দিলু সবাকারে যাহা তাহা প্রেম ফল দেহ যারে তারে দেয়ারফোর আই অর্ডার এভরি ম্যান উইদিন দিস ইউনিভার্স টু অ্যাকসেপ্ট দিস কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস মুভমেন্ট অ্যান্ড ডিস্ট্রিবিউট ইট এভরিহোয়ার Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this connection, there is a song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Enechi aushadhi maya nasibara lagi harinama maha mantra লহ তুমি মাগি ভকতি বিনদ প্রভু চরণে পড়িয়া সেই হরি নাম মন্ত্র লইল মাগিয়া দি সংকীর্তন মুভমেন্ট হ্যাজ বিন ইন্ট্রোডিউসড বাই লর্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is a spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge, but unfortunately he identifies himself with the body, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities and thus becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya or illusion, he does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short life span that he has gotten for the present. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his life is successful.
So, Lord Chaitanya has given his order.
So, Lord Chaitanya has given his order
that in the original Bengali, he says, give out the fruits of love of Godhead to everyone.
That he says in the original Bengali, give out the fruits of love of Godhead to everybody.
Of course, we know that that means Krishna consciousness.
Of course, we know that means Krishna consciousness.
The Christians and Mohammedans, they like, I think, they can understand these words.
I think the Christians and the Mohammedans, they like, they can understand these words.
God Almighty has ordered you.
God Almighty has ordered you.
Take love of Godhead and distribute it everywhere.
Take love of Godhead and distribute it everywhere. Hare Bol.
So that was Lord Chaitanya's special lila.
So that was Lord Chaitanya's special lila.
That he engaged all his followers, and he also did himself distribute Krishna consciousness.
That he engaged all his followers, and that he himself distributed Krishna consciousness.
We know that he sent out all his followers.
We know that he sent out all his followers.
Especially in Navadvip, he sent out everybody.
Especially in Navadvip, he sent out everybody.
They went door to door.
They went door to door.
Person to person.
Person to person.
And they requested everybody.
And they requested everybody.
To give up.
To give up.
Sinful life.
Sinful life.
And to chant.
And to chant.
The holy names.
The holy names.
Very simple.
Very simple.
And we know how Lord Nityananda.
And we know how Lord Nityananda.
Assisted by Haridas Thakur.
Assisted by Haridas Thakur.
He also personally went out.
He also personally went out.
And he allowed freely this love of Krishna.
He loved spreading, he loved giving out freely this love of Krishna.
And we know how he approached Jagai and Madai.
And we know how he approached Jagai and Madai.
How he was hit over the head by a wine bottle.
How he was hit over the head by a wine bottle.
And he said, just because you caused me to bleed.
And he said, just because you caused me to bleed.
Does that mean I won't give you love of Godhead?
Does that mean I won't give you love of Godhead?
So, Jai, he told his brother, he just beat the guy. He's still talking love.
Jai, his brother, said, you just beat the guy, and he's still talking about love.
He's not an ordinary person.
He's not an ordinary person.
Bow down.
Bow down.
Surrender.
Surrender.
Lord Chaitanya, when he heard that Nityananda was struck, he came with a Sudarshan Chakra.
And when Lord Chaitanya heard that he was struck, he came with his Sudarshan Chakra.
Chakra!
Chakra!
Anyway, you know that.
Anyway, we know that.
But Lord Nityananda, he was touring around.
But Lord Nityananda was
touring around.
Touring around.
Before he came to Navadvip.
Before he came to Navadvip.
He had met Madhavendra Puri. And what's his real name?
Lakshmipati Tirtha.
And he took initiation from South India.
And he took initiation in South India.
And then he came to Vrindavan.
And he came to Vrindavan.
There, Sridham has been in a cave since Dwapara Yuga.
There, Sridham had been in a cave since Dwapara Yuga.
He was angry with Kanai.
He was angry with Kanai.
So he stayed there.
So he stayed there.
And rested.
And rested.
So Nityananda was Balaram. He called.
So Nityananda was Balaram and he called.
Sridham.
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 Sridham came up. Who's calling me?
Who's calling me?
I am Balai.
I am Balai.
You're Balai.
You're Balai?
He's big. He's big.
He's big.
You're short.
You're short.
Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
And then he said, well, if you're Balai, he's the only one who could beat me around the Govardhan Hill.
Well, if you're Balai, he's the only one who could beat me running around Govardhan Hill.
Oh, I forgot to mention the cave was in Govardhan Hill.
I forgot to mention that the cave was in Govardhan Hill.
So then he started running.
So then he started running.
And it was him and Balai. Him and Nittai.
It was him and Balai, him and Nittai.
And they ran over, they ran neck to neck.
And they were running neck to neck.
On the first quarter.
On the first quarter.
And then they ran around the corner.
And then they ran around the corner.
He on the back side.
In the back side.
Still neck to neck.
Neck and neck.
Neck to neck.
Neck and neck.
Coming on the third quarter.
Going around the third quarter.
And then there was Balai.
And then there was Balai.
Nittai.
Nittai.
All the way.
All the way.
And Nittai won.
And Nittai won.
So then Sridham said, okay, you're Balai.
So Sridham then said, okay, you're Balai.
But why are you so short?
But why are you so short?
It's Kali Yuga.
It's Kali Yuga.
I came in this form.
I came in this form.
So Nittai said that Kanai is in Navadvip.
So Nittai said, Kanai is in Navadvip.
He started the Sankirtan movement.
He started the Sankirtan movement.
Would you like to join him?
Would you like to join him?
I'm going to go.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
All right. He's in the Kali Yuga size.
All right. Then you can be a Kali Yuga size.
And then put his hand on Sridham's head.
He put his hand on Sridham's head.
Shot him down.
Shot him down.
And he's known as Ram Abhiram.
And he's known as Ram Abhiram.
So the two went to Navadvip.
So the two went to Navadvip.
I'll come back. So later, I'll come back to that in a minute. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya had sent his followers all around.
Lord Chaitanya had sent all his followers all around.
To preach. So he sent Gadadhar. Who is Gadadhar? Radharani.
Radharani.
She wanted to come as a man.
She wanted to come as a man.
So she became Gadadhar. And she preached in a place called Bharatpur.
She preached in a place called Bharatpur.
He preached.
Gadadhar preached in Bharatpur.
That's a town or village south of Katwa.
That's a town or village south of Katwa.
Between Katwa and Navadvip.
Between Agra and Navadvip.
Katwa and Navadvip. So he gave a class and he told all the people, just like this verse, they should surrender to Lord Chaitanya.
So he gave a class, and just like this verse, he said, you should all surrender to Lord Chaitanya.
So at the end of the class, they accepted.
So at the end of the class, they accepted.
Yes.
Yes.
We surrender. And then Gadadhar, he told his secretary.
So then Gadadhar told his secretary,
you have to stay here.
You have to stay here.
Because they have surrendered.
Because they've surrendered.
And you have to train them up.
And you have to train them up.
I don't have any book.
I don't have a book.
How will I train them? So Gadadhar, he had a personal Bhagavad Gita.
So Gadadhar had a personal Bhagavad Gita.
On which Gauranga had written.
In which Gauranga had printed.
Written. So it was very dear to him. But he said, okay, I'll give you my Bhagavad Gita.
So he said, okay, I'll give you my Bhagavad Gita.
Because these devotees have surrendered. We must take care of them. There's no deities. How will I train them? And Gadadhar wore a deity around his neck.
The deity was
Krishna. With Radha and Lalita. Just like Tota Gopinath. So that deity was called Kale Krishna. And he said, okay, I'll give you my deity.
So he said, okay, I'll give you my deity.
That's so dear to Gadadhar.
They were so dear to Gadadhar.
He wore it around his neck.
He wore them around his neck.
He throughout, he gave out K.L. Krishna.
So he gave him K.L. Krishna.
That showed that he was very, very serious.
That showed he was very, very serious.
And to this day, in that village, everyone has an altar in their house.
Everyone has an altar in their house.
And they have their personal deities.
They have their personal deities.
And one Sandarasana is nothing.
And they have one Simasan where they have
nothing.
Nothing.
And the deity is brought every day on rotation.
And the deity is brought every day to these locations.
On rotation.
On rotation.
From the temple.
From the temple.
And the deity is put in an empty simasan.
And is put in an empty simasan.
And there, they offer their boga to the deity.
And there they offer their boga to the deity.
And he stays about an hour.
And he stays for an hour.
Then he goes back.
And then he goes back.
To the temple.
To the temple.
So, but that day when the deity comes to the house, the husband takes leave. And
so that day when the deity comes to the house, the husband takes leave.
And he cooks with the wife.
And he cooks with the wife.
So, we were asked to, on behalf of the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust, to do some repairs.
So we were asked by the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust to do some
repairs.
Repairs.
That's how we found out.
That's how we found out.
There's still the K.L. deity.
There's still the K.L. Krishna deity.
And also the book.
And the book.
Signed by Nimai Pandit.
Signed by Nimai Pandit.
Also,
Lord Chaitanya.
He sent Lord Nityananda back.
He sent Lord Nityananda back.
To Bengal and told him, he should take off where I left off.
He sent him back to Bengal and told him, you should take up where I left off.
We should finish the job.
We should finish the job.
Give everybody Krishna consciousness.
Give everybody Krishna consciousness.
So he would sit with the devotees.
So he would sit with the devotees.
And plan out how to spread Krishna consciousness.
And he would plan out how to spread Krishna consciousness.
In that area.
In that area.
Ram Abhiram Das.
Ram Abhiram Das.
He had a map.
He had a map.
And he would say, well, okay, which villages are Krishna conscious?
He would say, okay, which villages are Krishna conscious?
Where do we have a Namhata?
Where do we have a Namhata?
So one village was not Krishna conscious.
So one village was not Krishna conscious.
He said, we'll have a festival in the village next to it.
So we'll have a festival in the village next to it.
Which is Krishna conscious.
Which is Krishna conscious.
And then somebody from that village will go to the neighboring village
And there somebody will go to the neighboring village
to see the festival.
To see the festival.
And they'll make some contacts.
And they'll make some contacts.
We'll make
some contacts.
In that village.
In that village.
We'll establish a namhat.
We'll establish a namhat.
Like this. Sinam, Radharani, all of them, they're planning out how to pitch, how to distribute Krishna consciousness.
So in this way, Sridham and Srimati Radharani, they're all planning how to distribute, how to give out Krishna consciousness.
And Sridham was in Vrindavan.
When Sridham was in Vrindavan,
living with Nityananda.
Living with Nityananda.
Prabhu. Then he took a hair or something.
He took a hair or something.
And threw it in the Jamuna.
And threw it in the Jamuna.
A little baby girl came.
Oh, a little baby girl came.
And she was floating on a lotus.
She was floating on a lotus.
She flew downstream.
And she flew down. She flowed downstream.
And she flew to the. She floated to Bengal.
And she floated to Bengal.
And she was picked up by some queen.
And she was picked up by some queen.
Who just happened to be opposite of Vrijashram.
Who just happened to be opposite of.
Vrijashram of Ram Abhiram Das.
Of the ashram of Ram Abhiram Das.
Anyway, that's another story.
Anyway, that's another story.
How she grew up and she became a very dynamic preacher.
How she grew up and became a very dynamic preacher.
How she joined Abhiram and became his consort.
How she joined Abhiram and became his consort.
One time, a tantric yogi, he was visiting the ashram of Ram Abhiram.
One time, a tantric yogi was visiting the ashram of Ram Abhiram.
He had no respect for the Vaishnavas.
He had no respect for the Vaishnavas.
There was the Bakul tree.
There was a Bakul tree.
Which Lord Nityananda used to sit under.
That Lord Nityananda used to sit under.
After kirtan.
And have kirtan. After kirtan.
And there he would rest.
And there he would rest.
In the shade.
In the shade.
So this tantric yogi, he saw the Bakul tree.
So this tantric yogi saw the Bakul tree.
So I'll show these Vaishnavas.
I'll show these Vaishnavas.
He sent his mantras and burnt down the Bakul tree.
He chanted his mantras and burnt down the Bakul.
Some disciple of Abhiram came in and said, some crazy tantric just burnt down Lord Nityananda's tree.
So one disciple told Abhiram, some crazy tantric has burned down Nityananda's tree.
What? He ran out, saw the tree burn down.
He ran out and saw the tree burn down.
Where Lord Nityananda would always sit.
Where Lord Nityananda Ram would sit.
Then he used his mantra.
Then he used his mantra.
Punar Bakul Tree Bhava.
Punar Bakul Tree Bhava.
There it was. A Siddha Bakul. And that tree is said to still stand there.
And that tree is said to still be standing there.
But it gives no fruits. It just gives flowers.
It just gives flowers.
12 months a year.
12 months a year. Haribo.
Then Adhiram turned around. Where's that tantric?
And then Abhiram turned around and said, where's that tantric?
And it's one thing to burn down some, but to create it afresh.
It's one thing to burn down something, but to create it afresh?
Wow.
Wow.
It's a lot of Shakti.
This is Parashakti.
So the tantric, he became very afraid.
So the tantric, he became very afraid.
And then he decided, I better surrender.
And then he decided, I better surrender.
And he bowed down.
And he bowed down.
One more member of the Sankirtan party.
And became one more member of the Sankirtan party.
Haribo!
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 Srinivas Acharya was our first Buddhist guru.
Srinivas Acharya was our first...
Srinivas
was our first book distributor.
He carried books.
He carried books.
And those books were stolen.
And those books were stolen.
By the king of Bankura.
By the king of Bankura.
Through his secret thieves.
With his secret thieves.
And so Srinivas, who had been accompanied by...
And he saw Srinivas, who had been accompanied by...
Narottam Das.
Narottam Das.
And...
Shyamananda
Pandit.
And Shyamananda Pandit.
He sent them on.
He sent them on.
And he said, these books were entrusted to me.
These books were entrusted to me.
I gotta find them.
I better find them.
They're all the books of the Goswamis.
And they were all the books of the Goswamis.
Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Krishnadas Kaviraj.
And others.
And others.
So they're priceless.
So they were priceless.
The original manuscripts.
They were the original manuscripts.
He brought them to have them copied and Navadvip.
He brought them to have them copied in
Navadvip. So they're all devastated.
So they were all devastated.
And when the associates in Vrindavan heard, they also became devastated.
And when the associates in Vrindavan heard, they also became devastated.
He went to the palace of the king of Bankura.
He went to the palace of the king of Bankura.
There he heard the class of the king's guru.
And there he heard the class of the king's guru.
And it was... horrible.
And it was horrible.
It was all Upasampradaya.
It was all Upasampradaya.
And he was every statement, wrong statement, in his face.
And every statement that was a wrong statement, he would go, oh, right in their face.
You don't like the class?
So the king asks, you don't like the class?
No.
No.
If you can't give a better class, I'm going to have your head.
Well, if you can't give a better class, I'm going to have your head.
So then he was allowed to sit and give class.
So then he was allowed to sit and give class. He gave such a class.
Everybody was crying.
Everybody was crying.
And the king thought, this must be the guy I stole the books from.
So the king thought, this must be the guy I stole the books from.
Because his astrologer told him that a priceless treasure is coming through your kingdom.
That a priceless treasure is coming through your kingdom.
So he sent his thieves to steal it.
So he sent his thieves to steal it.
And told them, don't open it.
And told them, don't open it.
So they took the box.
So they took the box.
And brought it. He opened it. Wow, diamonds, rubies, emeralds. What could be priceless treasure?
So he's thinking, oh, priceless treasure, rubies, emeralds, diamonds. Oh.
Books. Religious books. Oh, no.
I stole some saints' religious books.
And now I'm finished.
I'll be in hell.
For eternity.
Oh, for eternity.
So he told the thieves, try to find who you stole these from.
So he told his thieves, try and find who you stole these from.
But they couldn't find him. So he was worried. Anyway, in the end, he became on the advice of the senior Vaishnava Narahari Thakur.
So anyway, in the end, under the advice of Narahari Thakur, Srinivas Acharya became the Raj Guru.
To be a Raj Guru, you had to be very...
To be the Raj Guru, you had to be very... You had to be
married.
Married.
He was Brahmachari.
He was a Brahmachari.
So, but since it was the order of the senior Vaishnava, he got married.
So since it was the order of the senior Vaishnavas, he got married.
And he became the Raj Guru. So the whole kingdom all the Brahmanas were under him.
So the whole kingdom, all the Brahmanas were under him.
And the king and the queen, they took initiation.
And the king and queen took initiation.
And he established Krishna consciousness as the state religion.
And he established Krishna consciousness as the state religion.
But Srinivas Acharya, he was such a saint.
But Srinivas Acharya was such a saint.
He was a liberated soul.
He was a liberated soul.
As asana.
The asana.
One time he went into meditation. And in his siddha sarup as a vanjari, he was helping to find a lost raised anklet of Radharani in a pond.
In his Siddha Sarup, as a Manjari, he was helping to find a lost anklet in a pond.
And he was stayed in his meditation for 3 days.
And he stayed in his meditation for 3 days.
And all the devotees started to talk, what happened?
And all the devotees were thinking, what happened?
So, in the end, he found the bracelet.
And Andy found the bracelet.
He gave it to his guru.
Gave it to his guru.
His guru gave it to someone, his upline.
His guru gave it to his authority, his guru.
And then finally it got to one of the Astasakis.
And finally it got to one of the Astasakis.
Who gave it to Radharani.
Who gave it to Radharani.
And then she gave blessings.
And then she gave blessings.
So, we don't have to, I just wanted to enforce this, that preaching is the Yuga Dharma. Studying Krishna consciousness is the Yuga Dharma.
So I just wanted to enforce that preaching is the Yuga Dharma. Spreading Krishna consciousness is the Yuga Dharma.
It's the order of Lord Chaitanya.
It's the order of Lord Chaitanya.
There are various Goswamis.
That various Goswamis.
Caste Babaji's.
And
whatever they are.
And whatever.
Who are saying that I'll tell you something that your guru did not tell you.
Who say that I'll tell you something that your guru didn't tell you.
And, you know, personally, when I hear that, I know it's a come on.
And personally, when I hear that, I know it's a...
Come on.
Come on. A come on?
Well, I know they're trying to steal you.
I know they're trying to steal you.
So I say, oh no.
I say, oh no.
Because all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, except 5.5, all of them are engaged in preaching.
Because all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, all of them are engaged in preaching.
Except for like 5 or 6.
Except for 5 or 6.
So that's, we should not have any doubt.
So we should not have any doubt.
That this activity of discerning books or preaching is not transcendental.
So we should not have any doubt that this distributing books or this preaching Krishna consciousness is not transcendental.
That we have to, I said, and now with it, there are various upasampradayas.
In Navadvip, there are various upasampradayas.
There are the Sakhi-Dakis.
There are the Sakhi-Bakis.
Which they dress up in sari.
Which dress up in saris.
And they do arti.
And they do arti.
And they think, oh, lady is doing arti.
Oh, a lady's doing arti.
Turn around and offer the lamp.
They turn around and offer the lamp.
They have a big beard.
And they got a big beard.
So they think that by practicing wearing a sari, they'll be a sakhi.
So they think that by wearing a sari, they'll become a sakhi.
That's called Sakhi-Bakhi.
That's called Sakhi-Bakhi.
Then there's also, I heard some Prabhupada disciple took this.
Also, I heard that one Srila Prabhupada disciple told this.
Took Naranari.
Took
Naranari.
Naranari.
Nara is man.
Nara is man.
Nari is woman.
Oh, Nari is woman. Nara, Nari.
That means they're men, but they wear bangles, women's ankle bells.
That means that they wear bangles and ankle bells.
The same idea of practicing a gopi, a vajrayi.
It's the same idea of practicing to be a gopi, nara nari.
And it's actually offensive.
And it's actually offensive.
Because the real thing is to surrender to Krishna.
Because the real thing is to surrender to Krishna.
To do what he wants us to do.
To do what he wants us to do.
And he only combined with Radharani as Gauranga.
And
when he combined.
When he combined with Radharani.
And became Gauranga.
And became Gauranga.
They want to give love of Godhead.
They want to give love of Godhead to everyone.
So, this is closing. In our parikrama, some devotees realized.
So just in closing, on parikrama, some of our devotees realized
that Mayapur, everything is overflowing.
That in Mayapur, everything is overflowing.
That in Krishna consciousness, everything is overflowing.
That in Krishna consciousness, everything is overflowing.
So let's make this time the years of overflowing.
So let's make this time the years of overflowing.
Overflowing mercy.
Overflowing mercy.
Overflowing Krishna consciousness.
Overflowing Krishna consciousness.
So that overflowing. In the future, we'll have flooding.
So that with this overflowing in the future, we'll have...
Flooding.
Flooding.
We're now overflowing.
Now we have to work.
Overflowing.
Overflowing.
Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Nityananda.
Nityananda.
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 Arriba!
I see Dhanavir Maharaj.
I see Dhanavir Maharaj.
Any comments?
Any comments?
Or question?
Or question?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the inspiring class. In the purport, quoting the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur begs for the holy name. And then the next line it says, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur receives the holy name. Is it two things, two different things, begging and receiving?
It must be.
That's how it's... You ask for the holy name, and you get it.
You ask for the holy name, and you get it.
Ready? I heard all people say, oh, I can't chant. I can't.
I've heard people say, oh, I can't chant. I can't.
So those who are able to chant They got the mercy.
So those who do chant, they get the mercy. They got the mercy.
And from one Maharaj to others that got mercy, he's always chanting.
And so one Maharaj who got mercy, obviously, Mahavishnu Maharaj, he got the mercy.
Maharaj, what happened to the books? The books that were stolen. What happened to the books? The books that were stolen, you never told us.
Srinivas got them back.
Srinivas got them back.
And the king surrendered to him.
And the king surrendered to him.
And then the queen surrendered.
And then the queen surrendered.
But then whether to accept the king or the queen, then he had to be the Rajguru.
And because they accepted, he became the Rajguru.
First of all, he wanted to decide whether to accept, the responsibility.
First of all, he had to decide whether he wanted to accept the responsibility.
Other than that, getting married.
Because it meant name and fame?
Getting married.
And getting married.
And then a lot of them. And then, that's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
The Raj Guru, it's not a simple thing.
To be a Raj Guru, it's not a simple thing.
So then that's why he went to Narhari Thakur.
So that's why he went to Narhari Thakur.
Who was the senior associate of Lord Chaitanya Prabhu.
Who was the senior associate of Lord Chaitanya.
Not his Diksha Guru, but Siksha Guru.
But wasn't his Diksha Guru, but his Siksha Guru.
So he got the order, you do it.
And he got the order, you do it.
So he took the books. Of course, he got the books right away. He got the books right away.
Yeah, he got the books right away.
But then later he took them as his disciples.
And a little later he took them as his disciples.
Oh, one thing I forgot, the price of the books.
Oh, one thing I forgot, the price of the books.
You see, since the books, there weren't, there was only one copy.
Since with the books, there was only one copy.
And then you had to handwrite the book.
And you had to handwrite each book.
So, the price of the book.
So the price of a book.
Was your life.
Was your life.
You had to surrender.
You had to surrender.
And preach what's in those books for the rest of your life.
And preach what's in those books for the rest of your life.
And you would pay that price, he got a copy.
Anyone who would pay that price, he got a copy. But evil.
Our book distribution is relatively cheap.
Yeah, our book distribution is relatively cheap.
BBT gives a discount.
BBT gives a discount.
Is Satyanarayan one of those people who went to that bar tour?
Is Satyanarayan one of those people who went to the
Bharatpur?
To Bharatpur? Yes? He did.
So you want to find out more? See Satyanarayan.
So if you want to know any more, see Satyanarayan Prabhu.
Anyway, they said 9 to 10 prasadam. Don't be late.
So,
9 to 10 prasadam. Don't be late.
So anyway, they said 9:15 is Peshadam, so don't be late.
9 to 10.
9 to 10.
I better stop here.
I better stop here.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. As holy as Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.